Well, good morning, everyone. And let me get my Bible flipped over the right way. You know, I was reading the other day, and I was reading in Ecclesiastes, and I've always enjoyed Ecclesiastes. You know, it was written by Solomon. In addition to most of Proverbs, was written by Solomon, but it's a different. And something struck me or stuck out to me the other day, and I'd like to bring it forth. It'd be Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 6. Because to every purpose there is a time and judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. For he knoweth not that which shall be, for who can tell him when it shall be? There is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. Neither hath he power in the day of death. There is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Now, when Steve told me I was going to preach today, and I don't know, it usually makes me kind of like, oh, Lord, what am I going to say? And so this came back to me, and I was reading it, and I was praying about it. And the thing that really hits me on this thing, I'm going to start from the top, okay? Because to every purpose, there's time and judgment. Okay, to everything that we do, to everything that we say, there's going to be there's time and there's judgment. That which we say will be brought forth and judged. Now, whether that judgment that happens with us today, for instance, I say something stupid, which is, I guess, typical. I say something stupid, and I get judged for that. Now, it is to my chastening that I receive that judgment. Unfortunately, I chaff at that judgment. But if I receive that judgment, it is for my good. If I receive that judgment, it is for my correction to direct me into the right path. I know that part of the thing that was talked about this morning was, you know, if you're off by, you know, an inch, 1,000 miles from now, that inch is going to be miles, okay? Correction and judgment is for our good to bring us back to that straight and narrow path. Now, when I look at and see, to every purpose, there is a time and judgment. You know, some receive that judgment today. Others receive that judgment the day they die. Are we willing to hear that judgment and that correction today? I know, and I mean, I'm a really fantastic example of being awful at this. But I know that in order to move forward correctly, it is necessary to receive that judgment and that correction daily, hourly, whenever it is given. And I know the Lord says he chasteneth them that love him. Pardon? That he loves. If I get chastened, or we get chastened, it shows that the Lord loves us. Now, I could tell you, for me, personally, maybe I'm unique, it doesn't feel good, okay? It doesn't feel good. But going back, to every purpose, there's a time and judgment. There will be a judgment. Therefore, the misery of man is great upon him. You know, those that judgment is delayed until the day of their death, how great is that judgment going to be? How great is that judgment going to be? You know, it's going to happen. It's a matter of when it happens. For he knoweth not which shall be, for who shall tell him when it shall be? And this is the part that stuck out to me. For there is no man that hath power over the Spirit to retain the Spirit. We don't know when we're going to die. Right? When we die, the Spirit leaves us. I don't have the power to know or to say, well, I'm not going to die today. I don't have the power over the Spirit to command it to stay. I don't know when I am going to die. But I know that when I die, there's the judgment. Am I going to be told, enter in, thou good and faithful servant? Or am I going to be standing before the Lord and saying, you're off? My hope, I say my hope, is to stand before the Lord and say, enter in. But do my actions show otherwise? You know, I know this is something that was brought up this morning. You know, we have to be willing to take the judgment given to us, or the correction. Correction is a form of judgment given to us, that we can go down that straight path into the Lord and learn what it means to be obedient and servants to the Lord. I have no idea the day I'm going to die. Now, if I was a condemned prisoner and I was being marched before the execution squad, I think I would have a pretty good idea when I was going to die. Okay, I'm not in that case, to my knowledge. Okay. But we have to recognize we do not know when we're going to die. So are we going to receive the correction and the judgment here? So in the hopes of that, when that day arrives, that we're able to stand and the Lord say, enter in, thy good and faithful servant. Neither hath he power in the day of death, for there is no discharge in that war, neither shall wickedness deliver those that are given to it. Wickedness, the wicked will stand before the Lord and receive that judgment. There's no question that's going to happen. And the wicked are going to continue on their wicked ways. And so I ask myself, am I going to do that? My hope is no. You know, let's learn to receive, and I'm speaking to myself and to the others, let us learn to receive that correction and that judgment. Because clearly, I can't see the mark. Because if I could see the mark, the correction wouldn't be as often. So, amen.